He's running for the United States Senate. He wants Debbie Stabenow's seat, and he is Randy Heckman. Randy, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. I recently received this email from your campaign saying that you believe that you have been excluded from a Mackinac Island debate. It sounded funny to me. Why is the man, the Republican Party, ignoring one of its own?
I don't know. It really was the Republican Party. It was the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. I think you were there last year, weren't you, up on the island? I think I remember seeing you there.
We certainly were, and we might be there this weekend, but we decided not to go because, number one, the political House and the Senate weren't going to be there because they're going to be in session, and number two, with the Detroit Grand Prix, there are a lot of business officials who are missing, so we decided to sit this one out.
Well, you know, I remember seeing you there. I paid, you know, good dollars to be there last year, had a great time, but this year it's kind of like, sorry. And I was the only one there last year. Of the current candidates, I was it. And so whatever. We had a great time here, did a lot of good work, talked to a bunch of people, making plans, and we carry on.
Well, if the Detroit Chamber, which is a pretty big entity, is ignoring you, what are you going to do to get the attention of folks? Because right now all the attention seems to be going to Congressman Hoekstra.
Yeah, and Clark Durant's getting some of that as well. And, again, we've got plans. We had a great weekend in Detroit, actually, last weekend, and actually connected with a group of people who technically are Democrats, but honestly, we share some things. And, again, I can't divulge everything right now, Tony, but we're, believe it or not, we're working to come out together to say, look, we may disagree on some political things, but we believe that the problems that face America are bigger than what politics by itself will be able to fix. Government reflects culture, and we have a culture of self-centeredness. And until you change that culture, you are not going to be able to make the major changes in Washington that need to be made so that we will survive as a nation. So last Saturday, I was in Detroit, met with a few folks, and they're on different sides of the aisle from a political point of view, but they share my heart for the need for awakening, a spiritual and moral awakening in America that I feel is the engine or the horsepower that's going to be necessary to really get us back focused on each other, on God, as it says in our coins, in God we trust. But I don't know if we believe it anymore. But we really need a resurgence of that turning to really get us to begin to be selfless again enough so that we can save our nation.
All right, Randy. As we talked when you announced that you were going to run for this seat, and this was prior to Pete Hoekstra getting in, because at the time you had talked with the former congressman and he said he wasn't going to get in the race.
That's true.
So he was he's a good friend of yours, so you decided to get in. There are those who say that Randy Heckman and his name is not a big enough entity to beat Debbie Stabenow, so Hoekstra got in the race, and now it seems like you're buried behind Durant and Hoekstra. You need to get it going. What are you going to do so people start thinking about Randy Heckman as a viable candidate?
Sure. Well, that's kind of what I was hinting at, was that we do have plans to come out with something, but I just can't divulge it yet, Tony. But we have 70 days. We got about 2 months to go. And that's, you know, it's short in one sense, but, you know, we saw Rick Santorum go from single digits in the polling to being very competitive toward the end of his race. And so, you know, we believe we're going to win. Honestly, I'm just shooting straight with you, Tony. I know it's a long shot. I know that it's going to take a ton of work, but we have, you know, here's the issue is that people are increasingly seeing, as my good friend Pete Hoekstra is making missteps. Recently, he did this thing with the birther issue and so on, that he might, you know, be able, humanly speaking, to win the primary, but Debbie Stabenow has a lot of ammunition to use against him, just that have come out of his own mouth, unfortunately. And I think people are increasingly just seeing him as someone that, cannot prevail against Debbie. And we need to have a different message. And I'm suggesting to you that my message is going to resonate not only with Republicans of goodwill, but even people on the other side of the aisle. And, of course, our primaries, people can cross over. So I expect I'm going to win.
You think with 2 months that's possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, taking a lot of work, but we got a lot of friends around the state, and they're committed. People that support me are just very, very committed toward me. The ones that vote for Pete at this point and to some degree the others, it's more just name recognition and wanting Debbie Stabenow no longer to be, you know, the senator. But we got a lot of work to do. I don't mean to sugarcoat this, but Tony, I'm just telling you that we intend to win.
All right, Randy, when you decide to divulge this way, get your name going, we'd like to be a part of that. So let us know.
You'll be one of the first to know, Tony.
All right, Randy, we wish you luck, and we'll talk with you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.